Welcome to The Power of Others, a podcast about how we benefit from who surrounds us. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host. Yes, it used to be the Grow Great Podcast. Now it's The Power of Others. And as I said, it is about how we can all benefit by paying closer attention to who surrounds us. It's 2020, and 2020 is getting a lot of appropriate buzz as a year for clearer vision. That remains to be seen if we can leverage it the way that we hope. According to U.S. News and World Report, 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by mid-January. Other surveys report that well over 90% of all resolutions, they fail somewhere along the way as the new year progresses. Due to the vast distinctions of resolutions, I think it's tough to determine why they fail, but they're likely a lot of general truths that we can consider. For starters, many of us decide to do something that we've never done before. And as I'm fond of saying, everything is hard until it's easy. And oftentimes we embark on things that we've not only never done before, but we've certainly never done them successfully or to any degree. And even more so, we likely don't alter our behavior. You know, doing the same things, remaining in the same habits, that doesn't result in a different outcome. And we all know habits are very, very hard to change. The old year, 2019, ended professionally, for me at least, with a focus on disagreement. I had a number of clients who wanted to enter this new year with a focus, well, for some, a renewed focus, on crafting a culture inside their organizations devoid of blame. That's not our department's responsibility. I heard it over and over again, leaders lamenting that they had people on their executive team who would kind of just live by that moniker. I don't know of any leader at the top that wants to continue to hear that. But the blaming game, it's not limited to that phrase, well, that's not my job or that's not my department's job. Disagreements take on many forms and many faces. And I bring this up, this whole subject of disagreements, I bring it up right here in the initial episode of the Power of Others podcast because it demonstrates, well, I think it demonstrates the point of the podcast so well. This is a podcast about how we benefit from who surrounds us. And yes, that can include, in fact, it does include those who may disagree with us. Benefit. And that word is intentional. How we can benefit from who surrounds us. I know that we could easily focus on the negative side or the power of others. Bad company corrupts good morals, according to the Bible. And we've all seen this. Parents and grandparents, we're all concerned with our kids and who our kids hang around and what kind of friends they are making because we know that it can impact their behavior. Well, even though we've seen it and we see it in the lives of our kids, I think we're able to look, if we look close enough, and we can see it even in our own lives. There's positive power in teaching those kinds of lessons to our kids and to ourselves. Be careful who your friends are. It's wise advice. I'm optimistic, though. So I prefer to lean into the sunlight of what's possible if we just put our minds into active work. Benefits are possible, far more probable when we put ourselves in the company of people who can help us grow, people who can challenge us in all the right ways. The first disagreement that may serve us well is to disagree with ourselves, to question things that we've long thought were absolutely true, to seek productive disagreement in our lives. Most of us will do everything in our power to maintain the status quo, even if the status quo is not working, because most of us tend to hate change. The devil you know and all that. growth, improvement, they're often the most powerful forms of change, and so we can resist them, even though intellectually and logically we may crave them. Now, it's not about conflict. It's not about conflict with yourself or with others. It's about learning that not everything is worth fighting. Not because we're apathetic, but because life is more complicated than we first think. Because most of us, we like neat, tidy packages, especially when it comes to our assumptions and our beliefs. But life isn't like that. Life is messy. It's convoluted. Culture, especially our culture here in America, is steeped in an I'm right, you're wrong way of communication. It stems from the notion that we all feel completely right. We know with great certainty that the other person's wrong. Look inside yourself, though, and you will quickly see how complex it all really is. You believe what you believe for very complicated reasons. Even simple positions are fraught with complex drivers. I mean, why don't we ever assume that it's the same for the other side? Well, because we don't want to make that assumption. That's why. It's easy. It makes us feel better to just simply think they're idiots. They don't know what they're talking about. I'm right. They're wrong. So much of our disagreement stems from the craving to feel better about ourselves. And unfortunately, it's too often at the expense of other people. That is not a positive leveraging of the power of others. That is leveraging the power of self-delusion, which never works to help us grow or help us improve. I've long used the scenario of a favorite milkshake flavor. What's yours? Well, mine's going to be chocolate sometimes. At other times, it's going to be vanilla. I will never pick strawberry. And yet I love strawberries and I love the flavor of strawberry. But when it comes to a milkshake, I don't prefer it. Why do you prefer one over the other? Yeah, you don't know. I don't know either. You just do. And so do I. We like what we like. I could easily judge you and I could think, well, you're crazy. You're crazy for picking vanilla when you could have chocolate. I mean, come on, chocolate is just so good. And you might think the same thing about me. For you, there may be deep memories that you're not even aware of. Times when, I don't know, maybe a grandparent took you to get ice cream and you wound up with a vanilla shake. And here you are 40 years later, vanilla shakes have been the choice ever since. You're not consciously thinking of your grandfather or your grandmother. And if you're not aware of it, well, how can I be aware of it? It just is what it is. It's easy to think that the flavor of a milkshake is stupid and petty. Maybe. Until you have to order one for yourself. And then you care which one you get. And you're disappointed if you don't get the one that you want. Disagreement is not about caring less. It's about caring more. Caring more to understand. Caring more to give grace because a time is going to arrive when you're going to need and want grace yourself. It's about leadership. It's about your leadership. I mean, somebody has to start this, and it should be you. When we shut down disagreement, or maybe we amp it up so nothing ever gets accomplished, we stymie growth and improvement. We dedicate ourselves to being stuck or to remain stuck, or we go backwards. We regress. And we like to believe that most disagreements are important, but they're not. Just review your arguments with your spouse. I mean, were they really large, important issues at stake? Not likely. More likely, you argued over a chore, you argued over a meal, you argued over a relative, you argued over something rather small in the grand scheme of things. We can get amped up over very small things because we rarely give thought to the prospect of being wrong. Well, I mean, we're alone all day, every day, with our thoughts. We know what we know. We know what we think. And we think what we think. Right? This has all been worked out in our minds for as long as we can remember. And then somebody, anybody, takes a counter position. And we react. And not with understanding. not with the curiosity to understand why they believe what they believe and think what they think, but we tend to respond with ferocity to defend what we think. Well, what if we put pressure on the truth? What if we put pressure on understanding? Instead of putting pressure to defend our being right, because what if we are wrong? And what if we could be more right? Do we seek affirmation of our correctness over our own growth and our own improvement? Yeah, of course we do, too often. But is being right worth that enormously high price of not being able to grow, not being able to reach our full potential? Our personal development pays a price, a very high price, for our hard-headedness. It's time to ditch our stubbornness. It's time to ditch our refusal to leverage the power of others. Stop battling everything. Approach the fight with a different mindset. Decide to seek victory for understanding. That'll change everything. I know there are people in our country who actually believe that there are some politicians who want to destroy America. It's a viewpoint. I don't agree with that viewpoint. Now, I don't agree with the approach that some people may take. I do have an opinion and a viewpoint, which is largely determined by being a capitalist. I'm fond of free and open markets. But I will quickly acknowledge I don't know enough. I'm not smart enough to be a policymaker. I'm simply not interested enough to be a policymaker. And my overall viewpoint is that whatever happens in our nation's capital or our state's capital, I'm still in control of my future. I choose not to blame my situation on our government, on the economy, or anything else. Now, I could be wrong, but I choose to believe this because it serves me. It serves me in a positive way. It makes me responsible. It makes me accountable. I don't struggle judging others who see it very differently. I have friends who view it very, very differently, and I certainly don't battle them over it. I know where my viewpoints come from, and I'm very happy to learn where others get their viewpoints, but it does not impact my life, not really, because I choose to believe what I believe, and so do you. There's the point. We all choose what we believe. Now, there are other things where I have sought greater understanding because my mind isn't fixed, and I'm curious. I'm curious to know what I don't. And so I surround myself with people who will question, people who will challenge, people who will share their insights and their experiences. And in many instances, my mind has been changed, sometimes completely changed. I may have gone in thinking one thing, believing something, and I came out the other side believing something very different. And in short, I was far, far better for it. Personal growth, improvement. Those are the desired outcomes for every one of us. I'm choosing to not be a victim of the politics that are clearly part of my life. I mean, none of us can avoid the governments where we live and where we operate. I believe my best play is to do what I can with my own life, no matter what the politicians do, no matter what they say. And honestly, I'm just less interested in what they do. I am far more interested in what I'm able to do. Facing a decision, sometimes a very big decision, I will surround myself with people who I know want my best, people who love me enough to be truth tellers, people capable of making sure that I have no, or at least I have limited blind spots. I often go into something thinking I'm going to do one thing and maybe even expressing that and telling these people who I surround myself with, here's what I intend to do. But after I hear their insights, after I listen to their questions, after they give me their experiences, sometimes I often make a very different decision than the one I started out to make. And that's because I don't resist. I don't disagree with their efforts to help me. I think it has much to do with our view of vulnerability. We too often hate being vulnerable. Being vulnerable doesn't mean what you may think. It's not weakness. Rather, it's courage. It's not putting yourself in an unsafe position. Rather, it's making sure that you are completely safe. It's not surrendering the fight. Rather, it's taking the fight to where victory is most meaningful. And frankly, I would argue, most probable. In a word, it's about being productive. Well, I'll give you another word. Growth. Here, how about a third one just for good luck? Improvement. These are all positive, forward-moving things made possible only when we give ourselves permission or allowance to let other people help us. So here's the plan. The podcast is going to change. Translation, it's going to grow, it's going to improve. For starters, I'm planning on a weekly show, once a week. I may do more, I may do less, but my goal is to bring you one show each week. I'm not sure what day of the week. Okay, maybe it'll be Tuesdays, like this one. Why not? I'm going to bring you stories and insights from others who have figured out how to leverage the power of others in their lives. And by sharing their stories, I know you'll be able to better figure out your own forward progress. I'm also going to bring you the insights from people who have spent time studying and looking more deeply at topics that are congruent with the power of others. Now, some of these folks are going to be people that may specialize in studying communication, leadership, group behavior, whatever else fits this theme. I'm going to continue to share my own insights and my own journey as I try to better leverage the power of others in my own life. I don't claim to have figured this all out, so I'll bring you along as you watch me try to figure this out. All areas of my life are impacted, spiritual, personal, and professional. And I'm not bashful to tell you that we'll touch on all of them. My plan for you is pretty simple. Not easy, but simple. I want to help you figure out how you too can leverage the power of others so that you can make better decisions faster and figure out how to grow and improve your life. And I'm really excited to have you join me on the journey. Thanks for listening. Hey, it's the first episode, and we're going to do seasons. So this is season 2020. You just listened to episode 1. Let me tell you about the peer advantage. I talked about this last season, and I'm going to talk about it until this becomes a reality, and then I'm probably still going to keep talking about it because I think it's got enormous power. You can find all the details by going to thepeeradvantage.com. Peer is P-E-E-R. Thepeeradvantage.com. I am building a virtual online group of just 8 small to medium-sized business owners who are willing to come together and leverage the power of others. If you are interested, I hope that you'll apply. It's a very small kind of a survey to fill out so that we can have a meaningful conversation. I'm looking for small to medium-sized business owners from all across America. ThePeerAdvantage.com. That's it. Happy New Year. I'm glad to have you listening. I hope you'll subscribe. I hope you'll tell a friend. Be well, do good, grow great. You can still find the website at growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio.